number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. John McClain going to join us in about an hour, but the national championship will be 1 week from tonight in college football. Too late, should already be done, but nonetheless.
Agreed.
Miami will take on Indiana. Should be a good matchup.
Talking to people, it's still wrapping my mind around Indiana being possibly one of the greatest college football this year, one of the greatest college football teams of all time. I mean, it is mind-numbing to think about Indiana football with the second most losses in college football history to do this. And everybody, oh, well, the portal. Well, if the portal's doing it, why isn't, why didn't Texas Tech do this? Why Texas A&M? I mean, it's Indiana's doing this, and it's crazy, man. And then I think we got a good game set for next Monday between this Indiana team and this Miami team that nobody wanted around. I mean, it's exactly how Miami played in the 80s in that 2001 team. Nobody wanted them around, and here they are, man. So it's going to be a great game, but it's going to come down to can you hit Mendoza in that game? That's it. Bottom line.
That is, yeah. I mean,
hit him.
That is going to be what they have to do, and the question will be, can they do that? Right now, I mean, do you buy any of this? These rumors that are out there that Indiana's been cheating.
I buy into everything. How they hacked into some cloud software and were able to download the other team's practice videos and signals. Then somebody came out and said, Cignetti during the entire game, all he does is stare at the other coaches. I'm like, no, he doesn't do that. But when you watch it, he's staring at the other coaches. And like, well, he's doing that because he's stealing signals. I'm like, I don't think he's doing that. But I'm here for all the conspiracies, all of them. Every conspiracy throughout mankind, I'm here for, including this one.
Hey, as you and I love to say, we love drama as long as it doesn't involve us.
I'm out of it, man.
that's how we rock.
Well, but the bottom line, it's a damn good team. I mean, they throttled Oregon. They destroyed Alabama. Now they got Miami. Can they get it done in Miami's home stadium next Monday night?
Does that matter? Because, like, I've heard, you know, somebody said, like, oh, it's a home game for Miami, but not a lot of people go to Miami home games.
Only when it's convenient. Like when they play, like, Notre Dame and the ex-players show up. No, I think it's good to be home. You're familiar with all – you don't have to travel. Everybody's coming to you and do that. And I think that stadium will be insane next Monday night. Absolutely. We saw it there. We went 2.5 years ago and half full. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know. But that stadium's going to be on fire. Not like Ricky's favorite restaurant here in town. That stadium's going to be on fire on that a week from today, man. I would so love to be there.
Oh, God.
I would so. Carson Beck, I mean, doing all this. And, Miami, can Miami's front seven get to Mendoza? That's it.
That I really have no idea.
And our boy Charlie Becker scored a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been a catch.
He's
been a key part of this whole thing.
It absolutely has.
But, I mean, I think I brought this up last week. If they win the whole thing, which it's looking like they're going to, Kurt Cignetti, for me, becomes, like, the greatest short-term story in coach in college football history. Like, a guy that – I know he's been a coach, and he's –
right.
You know, worked his way up and stuff, but, like, to do it with Indiana.
Right. Let me ask you a question. What movie does this remind you of? No pun intended.
Hoosiers? Yeah, a little bit.
Right? You take a bunch of misfits, guys that work well together, and you start knocking off all these big teams. It's like the movie Hoosiers. And ironic that it's the Indiana Hoosiers doing this. It really is. We've watched enough football over the years to know that this isn't normal. This is not normal.
If they win the whole thing, does he have to do it again, or does it matter?
It's a great question. I mean,
because there's so many times where it's like, oh, show it to me again. But it's like in this case, with the way that college football is now, it's kind of like, well, whatever. I mean, he did something that nobody thought could ever be done, and that's win a national championship at a basketball school.
So he's got no 5 stars, no 4 stars. Is that what I read? Is that correct?
And like that I'm not sure.
35 3 stars and then on and on and on. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't have to see it again. I know what you've done this one time. Like the LSU team in 19, this Indiana team is just as good as that team. Now, problem is, we compare the 19 team, like, well, look at Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow and everybody else that's gone on to the pros. I get all that. But that team in LSU in 19 was amazing. This Indiana team in 25, just the same.
And it's also like, this dude didn't become a head coach until 2011, and that was at IUP, and then Elon, and then James Madison,
right,
and then Indiana.
Right.
And it's like, it just – the story is incredible.
It truly is.
I mean, even if they don't win, but, I mean, I think you got to finish the story, but it's still just, like, unbelievable. And, I mean, and I think you're going to see more – situations like, and I'll throw Vandy into this, of these non-traditional programs from a powerhouse standpoint in college football actually doing something because of the way the rules are.
You're right. I'm looking. I guess him and Byington, the Vanderbilt basketball coach, they're undefeated. Mm-hmm. They were James Madison at the same time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
JMU's becoming like, and look, if you're James Madison, you use this as much as you can.
What number president was he?
hold
on now. Dr. Crane, don't weigh in either. I'm looking up presidents.
Do you know?
My educated guess would be like in the 30s.
Fourth? 30s?
No, he was like fourth or fifth. I want to say fifth.
I'll go four. No, Andrew Jackson was 7. Oh, hold on, folks.
3 was Jefferson.
Here we go.
Quincy Adams was like 6.
JoJo!
Four?
Number 4.
Who was five?
James Monroe.
Monroe.
The Monroe Docton.
So you had 2 James back to back.
That's right. Yeah. 30. What'd they teach you at Ryan? Did you even go to Ryan?
I'm not really in the know right now. I'm just kind of thinking about what Mr. Becker said last week about Charlie's pass. When it comes to going man to man, if you go back and look at his touchdown this past week, I guess, he was man to man and it was single safety high on the opposite side of the field. So it's an automatic 1-on-1 matchup.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, the joke, I don't know if I can tell the joke we made when he caught the touchdown, but yeah, they left him in single coverage, and he went up and caught the ball at the highest point, scored a touchdown. And so we were laughing about why he was left alone on single coverage over there, that he scored a touchdown.
Do I want to know?
I'll tell you during the break. Okay. We'd laugh. All right, who was the 6th president?
Quincy Adams.
Quincy Adams.
No, John Quincy Adams.
Number 6, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Quincy Adams. 7, Andrew Jackson. Who became after Andrew Jackson? There's a county that you in Tennessee named after him that you only hear about when it's going to snow. Oh, this is a great password game. Yes. Yes. You only hear this county in Tennessee when it's going to snow.
Clay County? But see, you screwed me up now because I was going through my own little. So this would be 9.
This would be 8. Andy Jackson was 7. This one's 8th president.
Pierce?
No, he was 15. He was terrible. There's not a Pierce County.
It's going to snow.
Right? Bill Hall would be like, hey, you're going to snow in these counties. And you never heard of this county until it starts snowing. Snowbird alert. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember this county. That's me. For me, it worked that way because I'd never heard this county.
East or west?
I think it's like in the middle part of Tennessee.
North or south?
South. It's more north of northeast, northwest.
Robertson?
Here. No, you've heard of Robertson? It's got.
I don't know. I have no.
You've gotten 2 words. It's a 2-word county.
Van Buren.
There we go.
There it is.
Yes, Martin Van Buren was president number 8. You never hear these counties until it snows, and Bill Hall like, Van Buren, watch out. And like, okay. I have no idea. I have no idea what city's in Van Buren County. No idea. Snow is here somewhere. Hell, it might be in.
Wait, did Jackson die in office?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay. So you're just saying after.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's where you're president. I was like, because, okay. So 8's Van Buren, 9.
Oh, this is good. He's also got 3 names.
William Henry Harrison.
My man. 10? Well, here's your clue. His grandson died about 5 years ago and lived in Franklin. True story.
His grandson?
Yep. Come on, buddy.
I should know this. I don't. Tyler? James Tyler.
God, you're killing it, man. Your mom better be listening to be proud of you for this.
11.
It's easy.
Easy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Why is it easy? You want a clue?
Yeah.
The Tennessee boy.
Pierce?
No. Why do you keep going back to Pierce? Got a statue downtown at the Capitol?
You were on track with the first letter of that last name.
P?
Go now if you have to.
Why do I not know this?
Blank Salad Annie?
Polk, James K. Polk.
Attaboy. Good job. I'm going to give you your precious Pierce was 14. Okay, Franklin Pierce.
Yeah, Franklin Pierce was 14. 12 would have been...
Same name as the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. First name. Wait, it might be his whole name.
Zachary Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the coach of the Bengals' name?
Zach Taylor.
Yeah, that's it. 13 is a great name that you don't hear this name much anymore. I mean, if I told you this guy's name, like, oh, that guy was born in the 1800s. President number 13. He was part of the Whig party.
Chester A. Arthur?
Nope. He's one of those Reconstruction presidents that I don't know about.
Yeah. So this is like early 1800s?
I would give you – he's got a name that would go into a certain film. I'm not going to do it. I like my job too much. I'll tell you – I got two things to tell you on the break, but you got this. The president, number 13. God, this is terrible. I wouldn't know this either.
I'm usually pretty good with presidents, but this era is where I
give it to you.
Because they had some that died like 30 days in.
Yeah, this is Millard Fillmore.
I never would have gotten that. I know where you're going to go with.
He's got a great name. Anyway, 14 was Pierce. 15 before Lincoln was.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I'd have missed all these.
Garfield?
No, that's a cat.
He's after.
Come on, man. President number 15, Franklin Pierce, blank, and then Abraham Lincoln.
I don't remember who was before Lincoln.
I mean, this guy's got like a great, like a bourbon drinking name. James Buchanan.
Buchanan, yeah.
And there you go.
And then Johnson was after Lincoln. And then Grant.
You got it.
And after then we're getting into like Garfield and
you get all the Reconstruction
Grover
presidents.
Cleveland and guys like
didn't
that.
Didn't he sing Just the Two of Us?
Yeah.
We can
up until now, Grover Cleveland was known for the only president to have two terms not in succession.
Look at you. Get out of here. Who was the president between Grover's two things? By the way, it's Jeremy Grover, if y'all want to know who we're talking about. Same name as a former Titans offensive lineman. First name.
Titans offensive lineman?
Mm-hmm. Back on the Super Bowl run. This is his full name. First name.
Bradley?
No. Starts with a B. Name the offensive line of the Titans who went to the Super Bowl.
Bruce?
Nope.
Bruce Matthews, Brad Hopkins. Who is the center?
Kevin Long, not
Kevin
him.
Kevin Long.
The right guard.
Benji Olsen.
And this guy's full name is?
Benjamin.
Come on.
Harris.
Yes!
Yeah.
I am so proud of you, man. That's really good.
All right. Well, this civics class is social studies. we'll continue with sports.
Coming How do we get started on this?
I don't even know. Dustin at Hopkinsville goes, so we got to talk dead presidents and you can't tell us dirty jokes. I'm heading over to politics. Sorry, Dustin. We'll have more presidents and dirty jokes. Some go together. Coming up next, Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5 The Game. We think we're a sports show, but some days we're not so sure on this. We're in every show, but shout out to Chase McCabe for being able to name off all the presidents. You know, you can win some major money in a bar doing that, right, Dr. Crane?
Yeah, in game shows.
In game shows. Now, once you pass the Reconstruction guy, I'm lost until, like, FDR. Yeah. And then I'm good after that because we had Truman, FDR, and JFK, Nixon, blah, 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 on and on and on. And then, you know, Obama, Trump, Biden, Trump. I mean, we get all that, man. But those – we should all know these presidents.
Yeah, we should. Oh, I mean, so. Got Chatty Cathy's, but yeah.
I know, right back there? That's right, man.
But no, yeah, I think we all should. It's a requirement.
It is. To and then I was like, he's naming them off. I'm like, I know Andrew Jackson at 7, but I can't know the ones. It's really sad I should know those. You know, I try to fancy myself as a history guy, and I can't do it. What subject are you good at? You remember, we had the conversation. If you had to stand up for 30 minutes and give a speech without any notes on a topic you knew, what would it be?
That's a great, great question, Joe. I mean, probably not math, not science. Maybe history. Even though I had good grades in school.
You're missing what you could talk about.
Food. I know I could talk about food for 30 minutes. I could do that.
You could absolutely knock it out of the park about preparation of food and pizza and Italian food.
It's a cakewalk. I think a lot of people have their strong suits. For me, I just don't think about it and just comes to the brain.
Yeah. On that, like, we could talk. Like, in college, I failed one class in college. It was general elementary college math. I failed it. I couldn't do it. I still to this day felt bad that I failed that. I had to tell my mom that I failed a general. And she's like, "You failed," and I'm like, "Mom, it was a word problem class in college, and I totally failed it."
See, my mindset for school was like I didn't care for class primarily, but like I knew if I failed a class, it wouldn't go great. So I just made sure to pass everything. I didn't get any D's. I think the lowest grade I got was like a C.
You didn't get any D's?
No, good. I didn't. Yeah. Good. There are a lot of people that do, but I definitely didn't.
A lot of people get those
D's. A, B's, A, B, C. That's it. That's the first three letters of the alphabet. We're talking F's, no D's, no nothing.
Right. We're talking about, like, you did, I mean, Chase, you make a lot of money in a bar bet doing that stuff. But we had this conversation before. You had to speak 15, 20 minutes without any notes on a topic that you knew.
Right.
About what would you talk on? And Dr. Crane's got the food part of that. What would you do? You had to speak 15 minutes, no notes, in front of 1,000 people.
About anything?
Anything.
I'd probably talk about NASCAR.
Okay.
The history of NASCAR.
Perfect. Yeah.
Or wrestling.
That's something. That's good to know something that way.
Patrick says, "This is the exact reason I love y'all's show, from football to naming off the presidents, many of which I cannot name either. I always love the show."
I'm telling you, man, I was remarkable to watch you go down the list of those guys.
This is a good one. 4309. The easiest way to remember Van Buren was the 8th president is from the Seinfeld episode where Kramer joins the Van Buren boys gang.
Right. Yes. Yes. I forgot all about that one. Oh man, that's so good.
Oh yeah, I love like trying to name. It's like one time I think I named the Daytona 500 winners.
You did.
or the Cup champions. Yep.
Yeah,
it's just fun.
Yeah, and that you get a like the Heisman Trophy thing for me. I just because I read about that and I researched that stuff. The Heisman Trophy winners. And that's it. But we all have something inside of us that's pretty remarkable. To bring out and talk to people about when we give them the opportunity. It just, you got to do it. Yours was great for the presence part of that. Because the Reconstruction guys up till FDR, I have no idea. I know who they are, like Coolidge and Taft and Rutherford B. Hayes and who's the guy in football? Teddy Roosevelt.
Here's what I remember about Rutherford B. Hayes is there's a Simpsons episode where the kids have a play and they're going through all the presidents and – and it's like, in Rutherford B. Hayes, I was dead in 30 days.
So you do learn something from this. Yeah. See, it's educational, all that.
But see, like, there was a couple, I think there were a few that died, like, quickly. Like, James Garfield, I think, died in office.
Somebody got shot. Somebody got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Given an inauguration speech and on. Yeah. You know, there's a thing that all presidents that were elected with the year zero all died in office up until, I think it was, Reagan was shot.
He was.
So it's like JFK 60, FDR 40, whoever was 20. I don't remember.
Can you name the four sitting U.S. presidents who were assassinated?
Yeah, JFK's one assassinated, and then it was Garfield, the cat. That's mm-hmm. two. Oh man, who was the one that gave the speech in Buffalo? Chester Arthur?
Nope.
God damn it.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? There's Lincoln. Three.
All right, three. How did I know that?
William McKinley was the other one.
Oh, Billy Mack, we called him.
Yep. And then Reagan is the only sitting president to have been wounded in an assassination attempt.
Yep.
Sitting president.
I think he was walking that day.
Well,
from the car.
Some people might say Trump, but he was not in office.
That's
at
true.
The time.
That is right. Yeah. So, you know, when I went to D.C. for the first time, the first place I wanted to go was outside the, I guess it was the Hilton, where Reagan was shot. It's still there. I mean, everything's still there.
Yeah.
You're like, how did they not secure this whole place where he was? And then the shot ricocheted off the car at him and Press Secretary James Brady, and it was March 30th or 31st of 1981.
Was Ford, there was two attempts on Ford?
I know there was one.
Apparently there was two, and they were 17 days apart.
And on the West Coast, I think.
Yes.
Yep. Joe, his grandson used to live in Cookeville.
There's always a Tennessee connection.
That I did an interview with when he passed away, like in the early 2000s.
Nice.
It was nice, but it was a sad moment. It was his grandpa.
Homer, do you like football?
That's right.
That is one of my all-time. when Bush pulls out the thing, this is a little trick we learned in the CIA. And tries to like choke him out. It's so funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's too good. All right, I promise. Back to sports next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Monday, so I'm seeing this stuff on, I guess, or a lot of the golfers coming back to the PGA.
It's just Brooks Koepka.
Just Koepka?
He asked to be departed from LIV Golf, and it's rightfully so. LIV Golf is just a money grab at this point.
Yeah.
PGA deserves to have Brooks Koepka back. And I'm not saying Scottie Scheffler's a bad golfer, but he deserves to have a little competition.
Yeah. No, that'll be cool. And, I think the PGA is changing and evolving like it needed to. So that's cool.
So they got all their tens of millions, and like, oh, we're going to go back. We forgot about that.
Well, just Koepka right now. But yeah. I bet you others follow.
Yeah, and I met him at the PBR 2 years ago, and he was with his, I guess, team owner, and they follow you around everywhere. Like, that's a little weird. Yeah. The fact that you have a Saudi Arabian prince or some form of ownership, and they follow you around everywhere you go is – It's almost like security guard-esque, and they have like $500 million invested in you.
You know what's crazy? Look, this is probably opening up a whole can of worms that maybe I don't want to open up. But so WWE is going to have the Royal Rumble in 3 weeks in Saudi Arabia. That's where they're doing it this year.
Okay.
The arena is not even done yet. They're building an arena specifically for the Royal Rumble, but they're known for like building these venues in like 2 months.
Really?
With a different World Cup.
And it's taking 2.5 years to build this thing down
right
on the riverfront. I mean, now again, there's probably some questionable things going on.
So when is Royal Rumble? Royal Rumble.
January 31st.
What's in March?
WrestleMania.
Okay.
Then Royal Rumble is kind of like the setup to WrestleMania.
And then what's in July?
SummerSlam.
Okay. All right. I am all confused.
Those are the big three.
But isn't SummerSlam like 3 days?
2 days.
2 days.
This was the first year that it was 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Well, that's WrestleMania weekend where you have SmackDown and then you have the Hall of Fame and then NXT and then night one of WrestleMania, night two of WrestleMania, then Monday Night Raw.
So let me ask you this. You know all the same city. Who's like the guy now?
They don't have one.
How do you not have a guy?
They have some guys, but they don't have the guy.
But shouldn't they have already had the guy?
Mm-hmm. But they don't.
So this is a mess.
What's funny is Monday Night Raw is on right now, live from Germany or England or something.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, no, they don't have Drew, our buddy Drew McIntyre, who we will call our buddy because we friends. Claim him.
That's right.
Won the WWE Championship over the weekend. So congratulations to Drew.
Where's Sheamus?
He's around. He's not doing as much anymore.
Why not?
Because he's just older.
Okay.
He's hanging out in East.
All right. I mean, but you know what got me when wrestling in the 80s was just the personalities. I mean, they were so out. Like, I loved the Honky Tonk Man. I loved the Honky Tonk Man. Would he have a shot today to do anything? The character of the Honky Tonk Man?
No.
Not at all. Loved him.
No, but a lot of the characters are based on kind of, you know, what's happening. So.
Like, I've been starstruck a very few times in my life. And I'm not saying I was totally starstruck over this guy. But when I walked into a gym one day, 40 years ago, and there's Rick Rude.
Mm-hmm.
And we just couldn't stop staring at Rick Rude, man. It's like watching this Greek Adonis.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that's Rick Rude.
So Ricky makes an interesting point. He says, you don't think Roman Reigns is the guy. I think he was, but I don't – I mean, he's a part-time. He's not there every day now. I think to be the guy, you got to be there full-time.
I also think you need like 9 different guys, like Sting, the Ultimate Warrior, Million Dollar Man, Hulk,
right. And
Macho
they,
Man.
But they always had like Hulk Hogan was always on a level above everybody else.
Right.
The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin were always on a level above everybody else. John Cena was always on a level above everybody else. They don't have that.
Right.
Now, Roman Reigns, you can make an argument for, but again, I think that was more a few years ago he was that guy and not so much now.
Okay. I just compare it to what it was growing up. I mean, because those guys to me were larger, and they were larger than life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's kind of like it goes back to like the elite quarterback discussion that – there are only so many. Like, it's a rare, rare error to be that guy of, like, if you took him away, like, how much does that hurt your team?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like, I mean, here's a prime example. Titans go 3-14 with Cam Ward. He starts every game. He got hurt in the last game, so, you know, take that for what you will.
Uh-huh.
You take him out and put Brandon Allen in, is it better or worse?
About the same. Right?
Right?
It's worse.
Do you win 2 games? Or, I mean, do you...
I would hope you could.
You know, do you win 1? Like, right. I mean, that's kind of what I mean. That's how thin the line is.
Well, and also, you know, when you tell people that Archie Manning's not in the Hall of Fame, they're like, what? No, you could win money off that bet. Everything's Archie Manning's. Archie Manning in college was a great quarterback.
In the
pros,
NFL, he went and
he was good.
He was just on bad teams.
Exactly. He was on awful Saints teams. They were terrible.
And the Oilers.
And that guy battled his ass off every Sunday. Archie Manning was a great quarterback. He wasn't elite because you got to have people. And that's why, who did we have on last week? Was it Babe Laufenberg talked about the greatest team sport is football because you can't do it alone. I mean, you take that Kelsey and a lot of those guys away from Patrick Mahomes, he's not Patrick Mahomes like we know he is. That's why it is the greatest team sport around because you got to have 10 other guys pushing the same way. And Archie Manning, unfortunately, was on teams that were absolutely awful. And that's why he will never be in the Hall of Fame.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
If you're a fan.
And you could add faux show to that.
Did I ever tell you the story of my dad trying to steal Archie's helmet?
Did he do it?
He had it in his hands, and then he got distracted, and Archie cleated him and took it back.
Did he really? Yeah. What was your dad trying to steal his helmet for?
I think it was for a girl before my mom.
This obviously. College or pro?
College. Ole Miss. They were playing at Vanderbilt.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
And back then, you could pretty much go wherever you wanted to go. So he snuck down to the locker room.
And stole the helmet?
And Archie was, like, talking to somebody and had his helmet down by his side and tried to grab his helmet. And he turned to leave, and he was going to run over some little old lady. So he stopped, and Archie cleated him and took the helmet back.
Your dad got a beat down. If we ever have
Peyton. No, he got out of there, but.
Almost. Almost got a beat. If we ever have Peyton or Eli on, which we probably never will, you got to tell that story. My dad tried to steal your dad's helmet, and.
Peyton would say.
He said, man, he might be getting up early, but I got have some legs on him, and he should be still anyway, man. That's Peyton Eli tonight at 7 on ESPN2. It's a Manny Cass. I brought to you by Budweiser and Papa John's. You remember that stupid
double barrel?
Remember that stupid? That's been 10 years now.
Yeah.
10 years he gave that stupid speech after the Super Bowl. It's like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to have me a cold Budweiser. That's a million. He's like, and then I'm going to put my Papa John's pizza in the oven. How'd that end up? Papa John was like right behind him, yeah, in the Super Bowl.
I remember that. That was 2015?
At the same spot it's being played this year, at Santa Clara.
You're right. So that was when no. One Santa Clara, was it?
Yeah. That was Peyton's last
game. Oh, you're right. Okay. That's because I remember I was producing and I got Fulmer on the next day.
Oh, did you?
I texted Fulmer.
Well, I can't do the Kevin Hart part of that. He's like, well, you know, Peyton, when he's up here, I try to imitate him because
Kevin Ingram can do a great Fulmer.
That's the problem. Kevin does it so well. Anybody else does it?
Yeah.
I always think of Fulmer as Hank Hill. Damn it, Bobby. Damn it. We got to get out and get
it. Damn it, Bobby.
Right? That's it. I always think that's Fulmer. But man, I'm nowhere near that, man. Papa John's and Cold Budweiser. How much endorsement fee is that for me, all right?
Keegan goes, super smooth transition from wrestling to football, so let me try. Is Cody Rhodes more of a Malik Willis or Peyton Manning? Moves teams and gets better versus moving teams is actually the best for a couple of years.
Which is it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did you see Elijah Molden starting last night for the Chargers?
I did. Yeah, he's been starting most of the year. Good for him.
Right. Just guys that came here and, get out of here. And then starting all over the league, man.
Indeed. John McClain going to join us at the top of the hour. Thank we'll God. Have more coming up next. Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Damn it, Bobby. This just ain't right. You're 12 years old. You're a good son. You deserve better than this.
Damn it, Bobby. Where's mommy's bourbon?
Oh, so good. And one of the best TV themes of all time as well. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. So watching the playoffs this weekend, obviously Denver had the off week for the AFC. Seattle had the off week for the NFC. Anyone stand out to you that could win it all?
To me, Buffalo looks like they're just
destined.
Yeah, the way they've played, they had a tough ass schedule the whole year. I mean, it was tough, but the way they played yesterday against a very, very good Jacksonville team, I don't know. And then I thought the Bears might have been playing with house money. They beat the Packers, but it's resiliency, and that 49ers team is resilient. That Bills team is resilient. Is New England made for the moment? How good were the Chargers? I mean, I don't know. And then now tonight we got Pittsburgh in Houston, and I just think if Houston had any sort of a decent offense, they'd be the hands-on favorite, but they don't. And so, you watch Aaron Rodgers tonight. If that front four can get to Aaron Rodgers a lot, they're done. If they can't, Pittsburgh wins going away. But so, answer your question, I think any team. No team's better than the other team that I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's anyone's. I mean, there's really just no one that stands out that they could.
I mean, do you have any doubt that Stafford would not take them down the field and score?
No.
Not at all. We're sitting there with like 30 of us wild, like, he's going to do it. He does it right down the field, scores a touchdown. But I think that Panthers team is built for something. I think that's a good football team. It's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think you got to give I think they were maybe a little bit of – I'm not even going to say a full year. They were a tick ahead,
yes,
of where they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, kudos to Dave Canales. He's done a good job with that team, and, maybe they got something in Bryce Young. And that's why you got to be patient with some of these guys.
That's
like,
right.
People that are saying they're out on Cam Ward, I'm like, okay, I get why – you see some things you're concerned about, but
they got him some weapons in Carolina.
Right.
And also the owner has remarkably just shut his mouth. It's crazy what he's done. Just shut up. After being fined all that money.
So Jalen Hurts apparently responds to questions about A.J. Brown. He says, quote, A.J. and I have talked. We're in a great place. Maybe y'all can talk to him and ask. Well, here's the problem. He left. He didn't want to talk.
Where's a great place? Cancun? Where are we having a great place? I mean, just
Cozumel?
One of those.
Or Cozumel's.
Cozumel. I'll take that right now. As hungry as I am. But, no, you look, he had a meltdown on the sidelines. Doesn't get the ball. And, by the way, he drops the ball on that drive in the fourth quarter, right? So I'm thinking, all right, they're not going to go back to him. They're not, and they did not go back to him. He can't have thrown the ball to Devontae Smith and the tight end Goddard, and that's what they were doing. He let his team down. And so I was like, do you want that headache around? I don't. Trade him, man.
Yeah, I don't. With the Titans, head coach interviews, here's what we know. Lou Anarumo, Jason Garrett, Vance Joseph, Mike McCoy, Matt Nagy, Steve Spagnuolo, and Kevin Stefanski have all been completed.
Seven.
They have completed those interviews. Requested Jeff Hafley, Cliff Kingsbury, Mike McCarthy, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris, Robert Saleh, Chris Shula, Arthur Smith have all been requested or scheduled.
That's eight more. That's 15 coaches.
Yep. So that's where they're at right now. And a lot of those, you know, we're obviously still playing this weekend. Raheem Morris is scheduled. Mike McCarthy is scheduled. And Mike McDaniel is scheduled, but don't know when.
Let me ask, how do you think the Mike McCoy interview went? Was it like Lombard from Office Space? It's like, how's it going?
I have a joke that only I, only you and I would get, so right. I'm not going to make it.
That's
but,
okay.
I mean, I was in one of those interviews one time, basically like a, hey, we appreciate you.
Right? I mean, was Amy on the conference call?
Hey, Mike.
Is Mike there?
Hey,
is
Mike.
Mike there? And Borgonzi's trying to figure out the conference call button. Is he there? Hey, we just want to thank you for all you did. Okay. Hey, can I tell you about? We're gonna go a separate way with you, Mike. But thanks.
And then play "Separate Ways" by Journey, and that's how he's escorted out.
And then Borgonzi's trying to figure out the phone. He's trying to hang up, and then she's like, "Is he gone? Is he gone? Is he still there?" And he's like, "Oh, he's trying to figure it," and just hangs up on her. But what do you? I mean, God bless McCoy. Again, he was in a tough situation.
Look, I mean, considering what he was asked to do, and look, he was the one. When we all knew this thing had to end with Callahan, we all pointed to Mike McCoy
because
he had the experience of let him be the interim, see what happens. No, but I don't think anybody had the maybe he can be the guy. Like, we all knew he wasn't going to be, but he was the perfect person to get in there and hold it together.
What did Mike McCoy – was he an offensive coordinator? What was his specialty?
He was like an offensive –
he's head coach of the Chargers for four seasons. But what was? Where did he get his name being made from? Oh, I got this.
His mom probably gave him his name.
He was offensive assistant, wide receiver, offensive quarterback. Okay, so passing game coordinator with the Panthers and went to the Broncos. He was at the Broncos for a while. Then the Chargers. He got fired the Chargers and Broncos coordinator for a year. And the Arizona for a year. I mean, look, he was at San Diego, then Denver, then Arizona, then Jacksonville, and now in Tennessee. And, gosh, in like five jobs in 9 years. That's just crazy being a coach, man. So that's what it is. But those are just really funny with to go in. What you talked to him about. I mean, courtesy, I get all that. But did it last a minute, 10 minutes? Passing the hallway?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I have no idea.
Great
hey,
job,
Mike, come here for a second.
Yeah, real quick. Hey, man, great job. We're not going to hire you, but all right, we good? All right, thanks.
Are you interested in the job? Yes. What are your qualifications? We got that here. All right. Sarah will be in contact with you if we want to move forward. Thanks.
Thanks for everything. By the way, update your LinkedIn.
We'll circle right, back after the first of the year.
We'll come right back and see how it's going with you.
Coming up next, we'll talk to John McClain, get his thoughts on the playoff game tonight with the Houston Texans and also much more. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.